WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I was hoping. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Support the channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or Lens and Ward in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all the things, including Kim Kardashian, Coach JD, and eventually Harry Potter? I don't know. Polto. Hashtag epic partner.
We need Brent to say it right.
Yeah. That we do. Looking for something. Trying to fix
it,
find something.
Didn't work? Because it was quiet on my end.
Yeah, no, it didn't do what I wanted it to do. Looking for something.
You're looking for something.
We're just stalling. We're just looking. We're stalling, chat.
So, chat, how was your Monday? How are you doing, everybody?
I was trying to do something. Maybe it's this one. We'll hit this button. Wait, does this not work? There we go. But hit this button. Bear with us. Mm-hmm. Bear with me, chat. We're doing something. It's important. This is important to me.
We're holding.
We're just holding as the music. We're just letting the music go through. And we're just talking. Maybe if I do this, lower this a tiny bit more, and we'll hit this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Come on. Anyway, Matt, thanks for 77 months. I was trying to get the alert to replay.
No.
A dashboard on Twitch won't let me replay the alert.
Rude.
There's no button to replay it. Because I'm going to have the text-to-speech replay what he said. And I was going to be like, oh, that'd been a cool redo. So I hit it with Stream Elements. It didn't do it. Stream Labs didn't do it. And I went to Twitch. Twitch won't do anything. Just give me a button to hit the button so I can replay the alert. God, is that hard, so hard, Twitch?
Apparently. It is impossible.
Apparently, it's hard to hit just want a button and let the text-to-speech replay. That's all I was trying to do. Because I was hitting this, we go to our alert box, we're going to edit the alerts. And show me where, you know, my recent, you know, give me my activity feed. Save. Doesn't show it in this activity feed. You know, Twitch. Anyway, thanks, Matt, for 77 months. Appreciate it. We're here to talk about Monday Night Raw because things happened in the post-John Cena era. Kinda?
Sorta.
It's technically considered the dawn of a new era, even though it was pretty much the same era. But here we are.
I mean, like, them saying it's the first Raw without John Cena, it's like, well, but we've had plenty of Raws without John Cena. Like, John Cena, it's been nice to have him back, don't get me wrong. Like, it was a cool rehash and everything, but, like, John Cena isn't a fixture of WWE TV anymore, so it's not like we're gonna miss him. Because, you know, he only shows up when he wants to, kind of thing, or he has time.
Whenever he has time. But Monday Night Raw opened with the man who made him give up, Gunther. He was booed tremendously over and over
as
again.
As he should have been.
And he boasted about being the one who made John Cena tap out like a little bitch.
He's the one in 21 at No Wait, wrong one.
Wrong
person,
one.
Never mind.
Wrong one. He laughed, they booed, he left, came back. Taunted, said again, I made John Cena tap out like a little bitch. He boasted about some more on top of the table. It's my time now. I will forever be the man who made John Cena give up. That was no It's My Yard Now mic drop. It was effective.
It did what it needed to do. Like, the thing is if John Cena was still a fixture, right? If John Cena was still completely active, wrestling a full schedule, whatever that looks like now, right? If he was still around, I feel like that would have had more impact than what it did. Like, it still has impact, don't get me wrong, because we all know who John Cena is and what he represents. His slogan is literally never give up. So Gunther being out there saying, I'm the one that made John Cena give up has impact, except for the fact that we all remember how John Cena gave up. And it was just sort of more of a fuck it, I'm done, as opposed to a he's struggling or he passed out or something like that, right? It's not the tap out because they replayed it right before this because they had an amazing video package. Like, it was an excellent video package before this. But them showing the tap out was just that fresh reminder of how it happened, right? And Cena's face. And so it's kind of like, yeah, you're the one that made John Cena tap out. Great job, bud. Except he really just kind of sort of, you really kind of didn't make him. He just sort of was like, I'm ready to go home. Well, tap.
As he said,
that was it.
He tapped out like a little bitch. That is exactly kind of what happened. To the man, well, yeah, he worked the crowd more because he was the heel. I was more meant the loudness of the booze, not how he acted. Because I thought Gunther did well with selling it. It was well done. He then walked to the back. Your baby faces Oda, Otis and Akira Tozawa. He got trash talked by them and just laughed them off. Then R-Truth called him a piece of trash. He laughed it all off. Then general manager Adam Pearce showed up, asked him if he was proud. He's like, I'm very proud. You made Cena tap out, and then you walked all over his legacy because you knew he wasn't coming back. Gunther was like, are you done? Are you finished? And he nodded, and then Pearce told him, well, good, because you're done here. You're done for a night. Go home. Gunther then left the arena right to his car, just waiting in the parking lot, ready to go. And it just so happened, AJ Styles was just standing there waiting for him. Amazingly.
In the cold and the snow.
In the cold and the snow.
With no jacket.
No nothing. Just happened to be there. Just waiting for him.
AJ, that's how you catch diseases. That's all I'm saying. And you have children.
He has children, so he should know better. And then, you know, Guther asks, you have anything to say? And he just, like, points to the car, okay? Guther rolled down the window, laughed, and then the, you can't see me, and drove away. As AJ stood there and just watched as they're setting the stage, they're teasing it. Guther, AJ.
I saw that, and they had him do that, and I'm like, Guther really is going to become the Legend Killer, isn't he? That's what they're going to do. They're going to make him into the Legend Killer, because that's it, right? Because the whole tease with Styles is like, oh my god, no, don't. Yes, but no kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess to me, it would be a natural reaction, but to me, it's like, I don't understand why people were mad. Not at like the promo, not at like the result, but like at the promo. It's like I understand logically in the story why they would be mad, but it's like it was a foregone conclusion, wasn't it? A little bit? Just a smidge? Like there was a chance Cena was gonna win, and of course we all wanted Cena to win, but like you can't be mad because it's not like he's gonna come back and do anything about it, you know?
He's not gonna come back. Yeah, he's not coming back to do anything about it. He's just going to be, it's going to be what it is. It's moving on. He called him out during commercial. Yeah, it'll be a 2-minute squash on TV. You'll have a match where Otis gets like a couple moves in, and then Gunther just destroys him. It's not a feud. We'll get him on TV either next week or the week after to squash him, since they're taping a lot of TV. Yeah. But anyway, action that happened on the show. The Usos were back together to take on the New Day. Apparently the 44th time they've tangled. And you could tell they've worked each other many times. Especially early where they're just
in their sleep.
Where they were just, you know, dodging everything they were throwing at each other. The Usos ended up winning. Good match. It's New Day Usos. What else do you expect?
I will say I like the New Day's trains. On the ring jackets. They were nice. But yeah, the match was fine. It was solid. It's like, again, we've seen it 44 times. We know what to expect at this stage.
Which is kind of a low number when you think about it.
I would have thought it's more, but if you think about it, it's like, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, 44 seems about right.
The reason they're not out to the old music, the man's, you can't yeet to it.
Nope.
Everyone, the crowd knows the cadence to yeet to this music. So you can't go back to the old music.
Yeet is satisfied.
Until the yeet's satisfied, you gotta use this one. You gotta, they know, the audience know the cadence to yeet to this one. And without the yeet, what do you got with Jay right now? just gonna say. We were getting hyped for an upcoming match at the first Raw in 2026. Where Rhea Ripley and Io Sky will take on the Kabuki Warriors for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Rhea and Io were coming to the ring, ready to talk, and then they got jumped by Kairi and Asuka. Asuka blew mist right in Rhea's face during the entrance. Io took a gnarly roll into the steel steps.
They beat down Rhea. Okay.
Hope she's okay. They beat down Rhea. They went for an elbow. The insane elbow. Io took the elbow for Rhea, and that's where it was left. That was good heat for the building to the match.
Yeah, it was great heat. Like, very, very solid to go ahead and start teasing that kind of thing that we're going to see. So, all right, I'll take it. I won't complain.
Yeah, nothing really to complain about from that one. Maxxine Dupri, Ivy Nile had a solid match for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing to write home about, I will say that. But it was decent.
Yeah, it was solid. It was a solid match that they've worked on. You can tell they've worked on the spots. And
yeah,
Maxxine is looking more comfortable in the ring.
Like, Maxxine continues to improve, and that's all you really can ask for from her right now. So yeah, I don't have any complaints about it. Like, you can tell, like you said, they worked on it. So it was fine. Like, to me, it was just kind of sort of like there, and then it was over.
It went 10 minutes. It was solid.
I know it went 10 minutes, but to me, it was kind of like, oh, okay, all right, yay.
It happened. It was, again, it doesn't have to be blow away. It was a solid match, and you didn't want them to stink up the joint, and they didn't.
Nope.
Adam Pearce was talking to Javon Evans. The Americanos showed up. Looks like we're getting Rayo and Javon Evans next week on Raw.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
Backstage in the clubhouse, Dom was talking with Liv and Roxanne, and Dom talked about how the Vision put an end to his deadbeat dad on Raw tonight because it's Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio in your main event. Morgan was where's Finn? Well, Finn's with JD. Thanks, Brent. JD's gonna be on the shelf for a little bit. Liv hyped up Raquel.
Oh, no.
Liv hyped up a match with Raquel, or Raquel's match for the women's title against Stephanie Vaquer. She's like, I'll get you back if you want it. Need it tonight. And, no, I want to do this on my own. Then we'll celebrate when we win the tag titles too. Roxanne's like, we'll take care of Bailey next week, and then her and Lyra will be out of the picture, and we can get the belts. Easy peasy. But it led to Stephanie Vaquer versus Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's World Championship. The match was solid to the point where Nikki Bella showed up, attacking both Stephanie and Raquel Rodriguez. She made a statement afterwards, basically saying, to put respect on her name, she's tired of being disrespected. She's a legend.
Who disrespected her?
Everyone. She's a legend. Put respect on her name. And that the two women should be shining her boots.
That's a little far.
My question is, what boots? Because they ain't the one she wears to the ring, because she don't wear them.
Right? She wears sneakers.
I thought, what boots are you talking about? But we get the sentiment of it all.
Maybe it's like her leather heel boots or something out of her, like her Jimmy Choo's or something. I don't know.
Her clubbing boots, I guess. I don't know.
Her clubbing boots, I don't know.
I don't know. Backstage, Bailey congratulated Maxine. Had a bloody finger. Lyra showed up. You know, Bailey started thinking about what Asuka said to her. She lost to a rookie, a 1 year, you know, someone who's been in the ring not that long. Not a rookie, but, you know, someone young, the younger talent. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if one loss make you doubt yourself? And then maybe,
kind of.
She was maybe like, Asuka was right, maybe you are an idiot. And Bailey shoved her back out all fired up. Who, you're the idiot. And she'll beat Roxanne. And Lyra's like, there she is.
Found her.
We found the Bailey we were looking for.
Now go out there and kick some ass.
We're inside the Visions locker room. Logan Paul and Bronson Reed talk about taking out LA Knight. Breaker said LA Knight's gone, but CM Punk was in the building and we should destroy him. Logan said he thought the Mystery Man would show up. Paul Heyman spoke with them about that. Doesn't matter who it is. If he's on our side, great. We'll take the help. But I don't know who it is. Bron's like,
right.
Me and you need to talk about Punk. Heyman said Breaker couldn't wait to beat him up. But it's 3 weeks. You got 3 weeks to do it. Wait. Because if you take him out tonight, he won't be ready. And then Logan Paul gets involved and like, let's focus on my match. Let's get me fired up. Let's get me warmed up, ready for it. So that we had that. Someone who wasn't friendly. CM Punk. He came to the ring. He stormed into the ring. All business. Takes the flag off the microphone because you know it's serious when they do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Punk called Bron Breakker a cross-eyed Neanderthal Nepo baby. He recalled him complaining about Punk nearly breaking his neck during War Games. Punk said he understands that brains don't run in Breaker's family, but he signed up for War Games and not board games. Punk talked about Breaker saying he wanted the old version of him, the 2011 version of him, to return. You can't handle the 2025 version of CM Punk without help from your friends. You pinned me. Congrats. But you didn't do it alone. Punk said Breaker could ask Paul Heyman how many times he's gassed up a young wrestler and gave them too much too soon and watched them wilt under the bright lights. Punk said if he had a dime for every time he stood in a ring across from a talented individual who are not as smart as him gassed up to be, can't miss future WrestleMania main eventers, well, I'd have a pocket full of dimes. Punk said if Breaker mentions his wife's name again, then this would go from business to personal faster than Breaker can run. He said it wouldn't be about the belt anymore because he'd rip his eyes out of his head and piss on his single-digit IQ brain. Punk said he would challenge.
Damn, Punk!
Punk said he would challenge Breaker to face him 1-on-1, but he knows he won't because he doesn't have the balls or the heart. He told, "Bring Heyman, bring the Vision, bring the Mystery Men, bring the National Guard, his dumb father, and his even dumber brother Scott to Brooklyn." Punk said Breaker would need all hands on deck to stand the snowball's chance in hell to beat him for the title. Punk said that when he wins and Breaker wakes up and sees that Heyman has left him for the next big thing and Bronson Reed will be reduced to doing TikToks with a YouTube scammer, the only people that Breaker would have left will be Dumb and Dumber, his father and his uncle. Punk said that in real time, all three of them would find out, even with Steiner math, that GTS equals 1, 2, 3. I win. And he would still be the world's heavyweight champion.
Just a tad bit fired up.
That was good.
He was really good.
Adam Pearce was talking to Paul. Go ahead.
Like I said, like goddamn Punk.
He sold
it. He rolled up ready. He sold it. Like he's not taking any shit off anybody. It's like, okay, good for you.
After 2 weeks away, that was the promo he needed to hit, and he hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Pearce was talking to Paul Heyman about who's the mystery man. And Seth Rollins, it's Becky Lynch, it's Nick Aldis, it's Bruno Sammartino. But I don't know. He said he doesn't mind as long as the person is aligned with his vision. Heyman's like, I gotta go get Logan Paul ready. Pearce told him he wanted to know who the man is by the end of the night. So it leads to Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul. They're having a pretty good match. CM Punk gets involved when Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed were trying to get to the ring. He attacked him with a chair. Logan gets the brass knuckles. Rey got him out of his hand, got him ready for the 619. The mystery man shows up, stomps him into the mat. And then Logan Paul hits the frog splash for the win. Logan stares down the masked man. Punk returns with the chair in hand, chasing off the heels. The masked man runs into the crowd, and we all find out who it is. It was me, Austin Theory. It was me all along. Shaved his head.
He looks stupid. Put it back. Legit, put it back.
You can't glue it back on. You gotta let it grow out again.
Not with that attitude, you can't. God.
So Punk's jawjacking the ref. Or not jawjacking Austin Theory. And then Bron Breakker's back in the ring and spears CM Punk. Squats down next to him, says right into the camera, "You're right. It's just business. But if you ever talk about my family like that again, you will never stand on 2 feet ever again." I mean, we all knew it was awesome. We all knew it was Austin Theory. And that it was going to be Austin Theory. There was really no mystery. But that's okay. He deserves to be the part of that group. He will fit. He'll be the perfect fall guy for the group.
It'll be great. It'll be awesome. It gets him, like, not that the tag team he was in before was bad, but it gets him in a much more serious role. And I think it's going to give him an opportunity to do something very different from what he's used to, because he's kind of been doing like the comedy gimmicks and he's good at it, right? Of being that sort of like cocky dick heel. This will allow him to be much more serious and we'll get to see a different side of him because he's been doing comedy for so long. So I'm curious to see what they do with him. And yeah, push comes to shove, he's the perfect fall guy. It'll be fine.
He's the fall.
But they obviously see something in him to put him in this position.
Yeah, Heyman sees something with him put him in that group. And they've always kind of pushed him as a guy who can, you know, he's a solid worker. He can generate some heat. And he's going to be the guy in the group who takes the loss.
Yep.
Because if you're protecting Bron Breakker and Logan Paul and even Bronson Reed, the Vision will have to lose at some point. And the guy to lose is Austin Theory. And guess what? It's a great role to have. If you're the guy eating the losses for the heel act, it means you're in a really good heel act that they need a fall guy. And that's where Austin Theory is.
You know what? You get paid whether you win or lose.
Exactly. So it's a great spot for him. It'll be really good.
It'll be great. Like I said, they see something and they just didn't pick him at random. So I will be interested to see how they go with this.
That said, it's probably his last shot.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah. It's,
if he works well in this act, then he'll be good for the rest of his contract. That's all.
Yeah.
But he's also the guy who beat John Cena at WrestleMania, so.
He is. He is, in fact, that, yeah.
But that was Raw.
It was a solid Raw. Like, it was a good follow-up to Saturday Night's Main Event. I don't think we expected anything groundbreaking because next week is Christmas. And it's kind of awkward, right? Because you kind of need something. You need a follow-up with Gunther because obviously Gunther is the guy that retired John Cena. That happened Saturday. We need the follow-up to that to set that up. And then it's going to be that awkward Christmas New Year's break where they're taping TV. And then we're going to hit the ground running in January, which is terrifying to think that in 2 weeks it will be January. We'll start that process for Gunther in January, but they had to do something tonight. They did it. It worked. It worked. They're going to have to do more, though, I feel like. Because Gunther is selling it, and he's playing the part really well. I think it's just the sentiment around the match and around the tap that is creating an issue for them right now. And they're going to have to figure out a way to push past that and just not have Gunther rest on that, right? And not have him be like, I'm the guy that retired John Cena, right? You can get away with that, I think, for like a month-ish. And then you have to move on, right? It's kind of like the one in 21-1, right? We all remember it because Heyman talked about it for 8 months. And after a while, it kind of lost its meaning because it's like nobody gives a fuck. Great, you broke the streak. Awesome, fantastic. You broke it on a guy that had a legit concussion and didn't know who he was. Good job. Like with this, it's kind of it kind of feels like the same thing, but not. Where it's like, okay, great, you beat Cena. Awesome. It was kind of sort of like, again, we all sort of like knew but didn't know. So what's next? You beat Cena. Good job. Now what? And that was what you guys were talking about last night. Now what? Now what are you going to do? How are you going to follow that up? You just retired a living legend. How do you follow that up? Where do you go, Gunther? And that's the key that they have to focus in on with it.
What is this? It's Thursday. 10 p.m. Eastern. Another edition of The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We will have a tier list. That is John Cena related. Do we know what it is yet? No. But we will figure it out. So it's The Rack. Thursday night. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
A tier list. A ranking. I don't know. We're working it out. Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Another edition of CB Radio. If there's something to talk about. But I don't think there will be. Because it's the holidays. We're probably not having Wrestle Talk Radio on Sunday. If I'm a betting man, unless something huge breaks. Enjoy your Sunday. But we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post, and whenever Raw ends, we'll talk about it. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Not Prime Gaming, not Twitch Prime, just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Thanks, Matt, for 77 months. And support the channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card RocketSock or
Min's Inward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Kim Kardashian, Courage JD, Harry Potter 6-7 and more, because we are
hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lins Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLinsWard, and you can check me out on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been The Raw Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, we'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here for The Raw Pro Show, Monday nights, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.